Eternal and Just a Step from Heaven. Still to come before 2 o'clock, your answers on Open to Question. My guest today is Joe Queenan, the American journalist who is the most hated man in Hollywood. Should be fun. And Mark Tondora reporting from the Sudan at 1:30 as part of our report back on how the money that you raised for Comic Relief last year is being spent. 24 hours a day, BBC Radio 1 FM. The headlines at 1:30. This is Rod McKenzie.
Two people have died and at least 9 others have been hurt in a multiple pile-up between Glasgow and Stirling. It happened on the A80. The injured were taken to hospital by air ambulance. Health officials have confirmed that a dairy is the source of an outbreak of food poisoning in West Lothian, which was blamed for the death of a toddler. Bacteria has been found in the bottling plant at the Red House Dairy. The wife of Gloucester builder Fred West has been charged with another murder. Rosemary West has been jointly accused with her husband of killing Alison Chambers, who went missing in 1979. Here's Peter Bowes.
Alison was 17 when she went missing while working for a firm of solicitors in Gloucester. Her body was unearthed at Cromwell Street by police. Fred and Rosemary West face a total of 8 murder charges. She's also accused of 2 rapes and an assault. Fred West is additionally charged with 3 other murders, including his first wife and their daughter.
Experts say people shouldn't be worried about the killer bug that eats human flesh. New cases have been reported in Stirling, Kent, Surrey and Hertfordshire. 2 of the latest victims have died. 1 is seriously ill. Another has recovered. Biologist Dr. Jeff Scott.
It's an organism which has an incredible ability to spread around. And of course, if you have a surgical wound and the organism gets into the wound, there is a serious risk of local inflammation and infection. If, for example, the organism enters through a wound or through a cut in the hand or through between the toe webs, I think then it does have the potential for spreading through the tissues. And there's no resistance in this organism to penicillin at all.
The head of the prison service is being accused of standing back while assaults on staff increase. The Director General has been attacked at the warders' conference for behaving like a Del Boy over pay. BBC radio and TV shows have been disrupted by a 24-hour strike. Journalists and technicians have walked out in a dispute over pay and conditions. And it truly is the road from hell. Drivers on the M25 suffered more than 650 serious delays last year. The Round London motorway had 663 breakdowns or accidents which brought traffic to a standstill, as well as hundreds of minor incidents. The worst stretch was the bit between the M4 and the M40 junctions. That's it. There's more news on 1 FM at 1:30.
You're listening to Radio 1 FM and it's Emma Freud. She's just a pile of old clothes that are no good anymore to anybody.